hauling on one of my trailers, if I'm using my trailers, or anything I'm hauling on my hitch, or my gooseneck, my fifth wheel hitch in the truck, and that is insured against, you know, just like you had full insurance on, or I have full insurance on my truck, you know, comp, collision, liability, blah, blah, blah. That's what that insurance is. I have to notify them what the values are, or approximate values of the units that I'm going to pick up and when I'm picking them up.
Right.
So it's all done that way. And it's all done by internet, you know, picking it up. I snap a few pictures and send them the pictures and of the condition prior to, you know, when I'm picking it up. And then my delivery point, I snap a few more pictures and send it to them.
So how do you do that with the customer as well? Let's say, you know, a lot of these transactions do take place over the internet or phone, and they probably never even seen the trailer in person. You know, if they're hiring you to go get it and bring it to them, is that part of the service you provide? Go out, take pictures, and send it to them, and that kind of thing?
Well, I do that. I also move vintage Cadillacs. And the organizations here that I am tied up with, I will go inspect the Cadillacs for them, the cars for them, and it would be the same thing with the Airstreams. You know, I could go inspect them. I mean, obviously, I'm not as versed as Colin, but I can just inspect the running gear and all that and say, okay, this is what I'm going to have to do to move it.
Yeah, it gives you a better
I tell them how many dings are in it and how many windows are broken or what the condition of the inside is. That I can do. But as far as getting to, you know, I know enough about floor rot and window rot, obviously, because I have an Airstream. So, you know, that I can tell them.
Yeah, but generally by the time they've gotten a hold of you, they've pretty much made the deal, I would imagine.
Right. I've never had a situation like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the deal's pretty much made, and we need this moved.
So how do they contact you if a listener out there has a need for your services?
It's usually by reference, and then obviously one was just from the Airstream Forum. I was in talking with folks about moving Airstreams because there's a lot of questions about it, and my dear friend Colin happened to pipe in, and the next thing you know, the guy's like, this guy wants to move it.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you have a phone number or an email that you want to plug right now, feel free to do that.
Yeah, my phone number is 914-204-6190. And my email is pretty easy, flatcreek.enterprises@gmail.com. I'm also adding in that I currently am starting to work on getting my certification for bringing items into port for shipping overseas. Because, like, I was having a conversation with Colin, and that's people who buy these trailers from overseas have no way of, okay, how do I get it to a port, and how do I get it transported over or get to that point? And that's something that I'm working for. Right now, I have to have my what's called the MC license first, which is that broker license first, and then I can start doing that.
Okay, well, that'd be a good service for people who
absolutely. You know, I just love Airstreams, and I just especially vintage ones, and everybody enjoy them.
Very cool. What was the toughest, strangest, worst tow you had to go pick up? Like it was full of snakes and then 3 feet of mud or something like that. What was a really one that stands out? Any of them out there?
This one wasn't a tow, but I went to look at it and it was touted to be, you know, ready to go and da da da. And it was actually literally in a hayfield. With hail around it, broken windows and stuff like that. This is quite some time ago, but I was like, dude, you said this thing was ready to go and everything. It was just like literally got back in the car and like left. It's like, oof.
Wow.
That's cool. The classic Ren.